Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt. And today we'll be talking about two shows coming up with Cyrano's Theater Company. One opens tonight, American Night, The Battle of Juan Jose by Richard Montoya. And the other opens later this season, which is called Red Hot Patriot, The Kick-Ass Wit of Molly Ivins.
And to talk about it, we have Richard Benavides and Elizabeth Ware. And Elizabeth, ladies first.
Well, thank you very much.
What roles are you playing? Are you in both plays or just one?
No, I'm going to, my role in Richard's play is audience, and I'll be there tonight to see the opening. But my role in the Molly Ivins piece is Molly herself. It's a one-woman show, and the stage manager does come on stage once in a while, but I do all the talking. So I'm playing the title character, along with a couple of Texas politicians thrown in.
Oh, you sound great.
I'm working on it.
as I said off the air, I'll say on the air, I met her when she was up here and went to the dinner party, and I've never laughed so hard.
You were very lucky. I wish I had been in town when she was here. I think I would have been more, even more smitten with her than I was just reading her columns. She was, for those who don't know, she was a newspaper writer, a journalist based out of Texas, and quite outspoken in her criticism of especially Texas politicians. But the message for this play, and it's one reason that we're doing it right before the election, is what Molly believed more than anything was, as citizens of this country, we have an obligation to vote. And no matter what your political affiliation or beliefs are, in order to be an active member of our society, you need to be involved in the decisions that are made by voting. And it's a lesson that needs to be driven home all the time. And it gets me every time I get to that part in the play at the end, the rally to the public to be involved. Don't be apathetic. And it's fantastic. But it's quite a wonderful roller coaster of the history of politics in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and lots of funny stories. I'm having a blast.
Good. And amen to your comment on voting.
Well, thank you.
And Richard, tell us a little bit about your play that you're directing, which is called American Night, The Battle of Juan Jose.
Well, you know, it falls right on the line as far as politics is concerned, because this play is about a young man who's coming from another country, in this case, Mexico. And he wants to become an American citizen because, obviously, everyone who doesn't live here, you know, it's a dream world. It's the place you want to be. And in this case, he made Richard Montoya, who wrote this play, he made a, you know, the emphasis was that he's a legal alien, not illegal, so you don't have to worry about that kind of competition as far as what the play is about. So this young man is studying hard, reading the Citizen's Almanac, which is what they give folks who are going to take the citizenship test. And he gets tired and he falls asleep and dreams, and his dreams are filled with all the information that he's been cramming into his brain for the last few months trying to pass this test. And we get to meet all these folks who are part of his dream, which is essentially just a chronological telling of the United States and the growth of the United States. And with kind of like a little bit of a twist. In other words, we get to read in between the lines of some of the more important things that have occurred, like the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo or Lewis and Clark, things of that nature. So all the way up to a town hall meeting. So it's rather interesting, and it also, you know, begs the question that we need to take part in the political process.
So both these plays are very political in nature, but they're also very funny, correct? They both have a lot of humor involved in these plays.
I would say so. It's a very dead serious play. It's very funny. I mean, there's some lines there that, you know how when you're involved in a play, you hear the same lines over and over again during the rehearsal period, and then you stop laughing. But that's not the case in this play. There's, you know, a lot of times I'm trying to take notes or I'm watching the actors and I just burst out in laughter because, you know, it's just some of the things they say are just incredibly hilarious.
Well, good.
And Molly was an amazing raconteur. And what my director, David Edgecombe, is trying to instill in me, because I'm well known for not being able to tell a joke. And he says, you gotta build up to the punchline. And they are coming, and I'm in the process now of figuring out what the punchline is and timing it, expecting the laughs, because it's just one funny story after another.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Richard Benavides and Elizabeth Ware, and we're talking about two upcoming plays at Cyrano's, which have rather short runs and are right one after the other. So we're talking about both at once. One is American Night, the Ballad of Juan Jose, and the other is Red Hot Patriots.
I think the reason that they're short plays is because they're long titles.
That must
that
be
could
it.
Be it.
Liz, a moment ago you mentioned you play Molly Ivins, of course, but you also right. play some other characters in the play. Is that right?
Well, when she's telling her stories, she brings other characters into it. Obviously, some fairly prominent people from politics, George W. Bush, but also a great number of politicians from Texas. Names I'm not familiar with, but I'm doing research on. People like Bob Bullock, a guy named Mike Martin. And so it's different people. Sometimes her editor makes an appearance because she's constantly being chastised for using, let's say, salty language. And she worked briefly for the New York Times and actually wrote the obituary for Elvis Presley when Elvis Presley died. Nobody else at the New York Times knew much about him. And she said, they gave the job to me because I have this funny accent.
And I suppose she could write in Elvis's accent.
I think eventually she didn't last very long at the Times, maybe about 2 or 3 years, because she kept trying to push the envelope with language, and they kept pulling her back. And it drove her crazy to be, as she said, her copy was declawed and neutered.
If I can jump in here real quick, in American Night, the same kind of thing occurs. We have the main character, Juan Jose. However, the other eight actors play about 21, 22 different characters. So they're constantly changing accents, changing costumes, and just changing their attitude, so to speak.
And this this play comes from Richard Montoya, who is very much associated with Culture Clash, who is involved with creating some really interesting pieces of theater.
Right. They generally write mostly in the Southwest. This particular play was commissioned by the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. And actually, this is kind of a treat in the sense that the play is not officially published. It was done for the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, then for La Jolla Playhouse near San Diego, then in Denver. And right now, the play is simultaneously being produced here in Anchorage and at the Yale Repertory Theater. So, they generally do things that are politically charged that have to do mostly with the, you know, Hispanic community. But, you know, everything is interconnected. So,
interesting. So, Liz, tell us a bit about how you're pretty much known for, of course, your ensemble work as an actor, but also from a number of one-woman shows that we've come to enjoy.
I'm rather foolishly inclined to say yes to one-woman shows, as you well know, Steve, because Steve and I collaborated on Shakespeare's Will a couple of years ago.
A wonderful experience, I might add.
Thank you. I liked it, too.
How has this show been different or similar to those experiences?
You know, the work is in the memorization, and when you're the only person on stage, you have a pretty big load line-wise. And right now I'm in the terror phase of not being able to make those connections between the non sequitur stories. And hopefully, maybe you can reassure me, because you were such a good director with the other one, that it will come with rehearsal.
It will come.
Thank you.
It never does, Elizabeth.
And there's that other voice of a director scaring me.
No, I'm in the terror phase too. So,
And Richard, as a director, you're working with actors as well. And as you mentioned, eight actors playing all these different characters. How do you get them to make each one of their characters distinct and recognizable as independent from other characters?
Well, you know, the one of the easiest ways, obviously, is through costuming, because then when they put those costumes on, they can feel that. But I've had them do distinct voices for each of those characters and distinct walks and, you know, mannerisms so that there is a separation. But at the same time, it's real important that people understand it's a dream. So I want them to be able to accept, you know, kind of strange things, because it's not like doing Shakespeare or Molière or something of that nature where, you know, everything is clear cut. I want them to understand that, as one of the actors said, you know, it's a dream, anything can happen. So, you know, I want them to be somewhat uncomfortable. I love doing plays where the audience, I like to take them out of their comfort zone, that kind of a deal.
Good for you. I like to be taken out of my comfort zone, too. And who are some of these characters, Rick?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that question. Among others, I mentioned previously Lewis and Clark. There are also a couple of unknowns from West Texas, Ben and Viola Pettis. When Richard Montoya was researching the play, he was going to a lot of different towns in West Texas, reading things up in the library to see what kind of things happened during the period of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo when he was doing that particular piece. And he ran across this married couple that was well known in that area, but he couldn't find anything about them. And basically, this was a African-American couple back in the, you know, 1918 during the Spanish influenza, who she was a self-taught nurse, and she was one of the people who helped all the people in that area during this Spanish influenza time. And even though there was obviously that kind of prejudicial thing, she would treat anybody who came there. And she was well respected because of the fact that it didn't matter who came to her, she was willing to treat them. And so he literally, Mr. Montoya, literally put together a wiki page on them so that people would know who these folks were. So that's, you know, that's one of the characters. And we have, you know, a couple of other well-known folks that show up. But, you know, I'm going to leave that to the people who show up there so that they can find that out.
So we have one play with multiple characters and one play with, well, one character who plays several different parts in a way, in a storytelling way.
Right.
So interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. But unfortunately, we're about to run out of time, and I have to be sure to introduce you again to the audience before we leave and explain what you're doing here. And so we have Elizabeth Ware, who's doing a one-woman show, the Red Hot Patriot at Cyrano's, and a second guest who is the director of a many-person show.
Right. I'll introduce mucho gusto, Ricardo Benavides.
Called American Night, The Ballad of Juan Jose, Richard Benavides. And thank you both for coming.
Thank you. And come out to Cyrano's and then go vote.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. In Eagle River at the Alaska Academy of Fine Arts, The Odd Couple runs for two more weekends through September 22nd with performances Friday and Saturday at 7. For information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
Anchorage Community Theater is looking for a light board operator and a stagehand for their production of On Golden Pond, which runs from September 21st through October 21st. Contact Kate Williams at 344-4713 or actfamily@gci.net.
Anchorage Opera's production of Mrs. President has two performances, Friday, October 5th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, October 7th at 4. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
Anchorage Community Theater is offering a class, Introduction to Improv. It happens tomorrow from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. Location is at ACT Studio, located at 1133 East 70th Avenue. For more information, call 344-4713 or email Kate at actfamily@gci.net.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts presents The Pink Panther, running through September 23rd. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Tonight is opening night for Cyrano's production of American Night, the Ballad of Juan Jose, which runs through October 7th and is followed immediately by Red Hot Patriot, which runs October 11th through October 21st. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.